You're down in the LA area. I'm not sure how long you've been there, but what's it like down there right now with all these fires?
Well, we got there yesterday, and we flew in yesterday, and it was you could see the massive amounts of smoke and the fires that were burning up on the hills as we arrived into LAX. And it's for folks that are coming into LAX, it's on the basically on the left hand side of Los Angeles, the west, all up in the hill area where all the really expensive mansions are and all that. That's where the fire began. That's where it's burning. And we've seen many, many structures that are on fire and are completely destroyed. Neighborhoods are wiped out. And what's fanning it is these Santa Ana winds. They cropped up yesterday, and it was so windy yesterday, and they weren't able to get any buckets in the air, any aircraft at all to try and fight the fires from top. So they basically were left trying to drive into neighborhoods and try to fight the fires that way. And people were literally out with garden hoses. And I saw one firefighter who pulled off a fire extinguisher from a truck and started using a fire extinguisher to try to put things out. That's how intense it's gotten here right now. And there's over 220 firefighters who are working on these fires right now, and they're expected to have more come in as these winds continue. The winds aren't expected to die down probably until at least Thursday. There's a bit of a break right now today for about the next 10 to 12 hours, but then later on this afternoon, it's expected to really go up again. And that's what firefighters are really concerned about. There's one area, there's a new fire that started this morning. It's kind of in an area that's up on a hilltop. And there's a building called the Getty Center, which is a museum that opened up about 10 years ago. And it houses a lot of European paintings and drawings and sketches and things like that. It's a lot of expensive and things inside of the museum. The fire that's burning right now is only about 50 acres, but it's headed straight for that center. And that fire has already taken out 5 multi-million dollar estates, and they're worried that it's headed there. So there's a number of aircraft that are overtopped trying to make sure it doesn't get to the Getty Center and potentially lose all of those famous artifacts. So that's one of the things. More, the firefighters are in a defensive mode now instead of an offensive mode, because none of these fires are contained yet at all. The largest one that's burning is still the Thomas Fire, over 55,000 acres, and none of it is contained. And that's the key right now, is they're trying to try and get as much as they can contain. But these winds have been terribly difficult for fire crews.
Yeah, now we obviously here in BC just went through a similar situation. How does it compare, or can you even compare them?
Well, the difference is when we have fires in BC, potentially a lot of those fires happen in rural areas unless it gets closer to a town. This reminds me more of what was happening in Alberta, because it literally is creeping towards towns and creeping towards neighborhoods. If folks remember what it was like in the Kelowna fires years ago, that's kind of what the situation that they're having here right now is. These fires are burning in an area where they're going so fast with these winds that are fanning it that as soon as it gets close to a structure, the structure goes up, and then it's now jumping highways as well. And so that's the danger that's happening. And for the first time this morning, I've actually seen aircraft that are in the air fighting it. But they're trying to set up as much a defense as they can. So properties that are in the way of the fire, trying to protect those properties, but trying to get a handle on this has been tough. And 3 firefighters have already been injured in the battle yesterday. And again, more fire crews from around California elsewhere are coming here. They need a lot of help here right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if they reach out and ask for help from elsewhere.